If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Dawn Jackson Blattner is America's favorite nutritionist and dietitian, and when she can, she joins us here on WGN Radio. This segment is sponsored by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, the original healthy meal company. Dawn, welcome back to the show.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. It's my favorite time of the week.
So I was talking about you earlier today.
Oh, tell me more.
And well, you got me thinking about apples last week, and I like apples, and I had recently randomly picked a Fuji apple, and it was so good, I've switched my allegiance from the Honeycrisp to the Fuji, and then we've been talking about it, and people are talking about apples to me. I'm the apple guy for the week, and somebody said, here's a fun thing to do with the kids, maybe during the holiday or whatever, have an apple tasting party, the same way you might with bourbons or beers or wines. Do a blind taste test and see which one you like the best. Get a bunch of different varieties of apples, cut them into slices, you know, label 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, and then y'all decide what's your favorite one and then do the reveal. Because if you know in advance, you'll prejudice your guess. This is the truest way to find out what the best apple is. And I thought, in the meantime, you've had a delicious snack and you're not eating chips. I thought, this is a very Dawn Jackson Blattner thing to do.
I love that idea. I love that idea. I think it's genius because what you say is exactly right. It's like a gamification of healthy eating. And that is so much of, like, you know, a lot of the wearables and things people do, like to count their steps and then they get a badge that they did it right. And like, oh my gosh, you know, reveal the apple that you're eating. Anytime that you can create sort of this game and fun out of healthy habits, it's a winner. So, yes, I'm all on board with that. That's an A-plus idea.
New scientific report out on dietary guidelines. I guess you've heard about this.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is like a big deal in the dietitian world, just so you know. So we have these dietary guidelines that come out every 5 years, okay? So we are currently in the dietary guidelines for Americans 2020 to 2025. So it's up. You know, the time is up. We need new ones to go 2025 to 2030. So what happens every 5 years is a committee is formed and they look at all the research and they look at how Americans are eating and what they're screwing up and like all the advice that's out there. And they put together this scientific report. And just last week, this scientific report came out. And this is the basis of how these big guidelines are going to be made. So it's not official yet, because they put this scientific report out and you have, as a public, we all have an opportunity for 60 days to comment on what we think about how much milk they're recommending or how many whole grains they're recommending or any of the advice. So 60 days, and then they start writing the final actual dietary guidelines for 2025-2030. Now listen to this.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. This is the crazy part. So I, of course, have read this document. I mean, it is long. There were times where I had to like a little bit slap my face to try and wake up because there were a little bit boring parts. But what I did for you is I pulled out the most exciting changes that are probably going to come. So again, this is not official, but probably going to come. And you got to better believe this is a big one. Okay, listen to this.
You are such a nerd, but go ahead.
I know. Oh my God, it's so crazy. Okay, so they are proposing that there is a change to take beans and legumes out of the vegetable section and put them into the protein section. And not only that, that what that means to us is they used to recommend 1.5 cups of beans a week. And now if these recommendations are taken, it would be 2.5 cups of beans a week. So we have been talking about beans all year. Any black beans, white beans, pinto beans, low-fat refried beans, butter beans, all, lentils, everything you can think of. And yes, the potential is that our recommendations are going to go up by a whole extra cup every week, which is, for a dietitian, very exciting.
Shut the, other the changes, front door. That's amazing.
Yes. Thank you for indulging me in that fun, because honestly, that is like a big, big deal.
Well, you're the
nutrition.
Big bean girl. You every time we have beans at our house, they're like we're eating chili or some stew or something. And Brenda goes, Dawn would be happy about this.
Yeah. It's so true. I mean, because they are protein, they are fiber. We know when people eat beans, they have a lower risk of diseases. It's great.
Okay, but I know I'm cutting you off, but I just want to make one point, and that is that while you seem to be excited about the switch from the vegetable category to the protein category, maybe even more important is the volume of beans that we're eating, right? I don't care what category it's in, but the point is we need to eat even more. Is that it, Dawn?
Yep. Yes, that's exactly the bottom line for who cares. It's that beans are getting a definite like upgrade to being like, you need to eat more of these babies. They are that good for you. And so, yeah, so 2.5 cups a week is probably what's going to happen. The other change is instead of the wording of at least half of your grains should be whole grains, another proposed change is that it's, hey, listen, people, let's do mostly whole grains. You know, half is not even what we want. We want mostly whole grains. So that's another, you know, good plug for wholesome foods. And then there's going to be advice on portions, more advice and telling people to do portion controlled, like little snacks. And anytime that you're eating, put it in a portioned amount on your plate. So focus on portions. The sad thing that everybody's up in arms about and sort of freaking out about is that there is going to be no mention in this report of ultra processed foods, that the committee said, hey, listen, ultra-processed food research is, it's not all there yet, so we're not going to talk about it. So a lot of people are upset that there's not going to be more guidelines about ultra-processed food. But hey, listen, I got the bean thing going, so I at least feel good about that.
Yeah, no kidding. And you don't care what kind of beans they are, do you? Or is one kind of bean more nutritious or fibrous for me than another?
No, they're all great. I mean, there is a tiny little bit of truth all the time when something is a little bit darker, like a black bean, that darker pigment probably has a little bit, tiny little bit more nutrition than like a white bean. But believe me, you don't have to care about that stuff. It's like any bean, rinse them and drain them from a can, keep them in your fridge so you see them at eye level, put them in stuff that you're already eating. I've actually, you know what? They even taste great. Bizarre. I think this is bizarre, but they taste great in smoothies even. So you could get your fix of beans even through, you know, a fun little smoothie in the morning.
Dawn, you said something about half of the bread weed is supposed to be whole grain. You said something about half of the volume should be whole grain, right? Didn't you mention that just a second ago?
This is what they're saying. Currently, it says, hey, listen, America, make at least half of your grains whole grains. And the new version is proposing something a little bit more aggressive and saying, listen, Americans, just most of what you eat, make of whole grains. More than half even.
Okay. And I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised it's not 100%. And although it's hard to sometimes find everything whole grain, which leads to this question. Why don't the people who make stuff make everything whole grain? Like, could they make donuts whole grain at Dunkin' Donuts, and would I notice or care that much? Why don't they do that?
You know what? I would love it. Every single time you can, vote with your purchase. Every single time you're in the grocery store and you see a whole grain pasta, you see a whole grain bread, you see a whole grain tortilla, when you buy it, that is a vote to have manufacturers care more about making these whole grain versions. So it really is about preference and what people want to buy. So, everything could be made with whole grains if we purchased it.
And I just wonder if we would notice a change at first. I don't know. Would it be remarkably different? Like, I was in the cereal aisle yesterday looking for a particular kind of cereal I like, and it just makes me so sad to see all the different kinds of Captain Crunch or Lucky Charms or Oreo cookies or Cinnabon cereal. And I'm assuming that none of that is whole grain, Dawn, is it?
Yeah, I mean, cereals do try to put some whole grains in them, but like you say, most of the time, these more sugary versions, that's not the case. At the end of the day, whole grains do taste a little different than refined grains. You know, it's got that outside part to it, which is the bran for fiber. Some people really do, just like everything, have to get used to like a whole grain pasta or whole grain bread versus the white bread. So there is a learning curve in taste. But as you know, we've talked about so much like the sodium thing, you know, sugar. Every time that you try and change to like something lower sodium, you can adapt and your taste buds will change. If you're adapting to lower sugar things, you can change, your taste buds change. Whole grain is very much the same thing, is that you can change.
One other thing, 312-981-7200. We get a lot of text messages for Dawn. Now's the time to call or text right now if you've got a question about something. Dawn will try and answer it. You mentioned ultra-processed and processed foods. I believe you've told us that processed means it went through a process, like little baby carrots are processed, right? It's ultra-processed that is the red flag. Is that correct, Dawn?
Yes, this is exactly right, that people throw around those terms and they can be very confusing. And there is no legal definition. That's part of what this committee said. Hey, listen, we can't even weigh in on this because there's really no legal definition of what is an ultra processed food. So, yes, process is not that big of a deal. Who cares? Something is processed. Yeah, baby carrots are processed. Who cares? Ultra processed is where it starts not really being recognizable as a food anymore. So, you know, I have that acronym CRAP to help you determine if something is ultra processed or not. And okay. Each of those letters stands for something. So you're looking at the ingredient list to look for C, chemicals that you don't really use in your own kitchen. So stuff that you are like, I couldn't remake this food in my own kitchen. I'm seeing a lot of words that aren't real food. R, refined sugar and flour. So that's the white stuff. So when you see like enriched wheat, that's white flour. When you see cane sugar, you know, that's white sugar. So when you see that R, the refined or white sugar flour in your ingredient list, that's probably a sign that that's ultra processed. The A is artificial color, flavor, sweetener, you know. So when you see those types of things up, that's probably a red flag that this is probably an ultra processed food. And then the P is for preservatives. When you see different letters like BHT and you don't know what these things are, that's probably a red flag that this is likely an ultra processed food. Doesn't mean you can't eat it, but it does mean just being an educated buyer. When you see more and more of the C, the right. R, the A, the P in the ingredient list, you start saying, oh my gosh, you know what? I think I've just found an ultra processed food and I'm going to buy it and know that I'm eating it. Or, man, I didn't realize this thing that I was buying every single week is such an ultra processed food. Maybe I can find something better.
All right, Dawn Jackson-Blattner, ready to answer some questions?
I am.
Do green beans count as beans in your bean euphoria?
No. So green beans are considered a vegetable in the vegetable category. Even though I know it has the word bean in there, green beans are that vegetable family. The beans we're talking about are those dry beans that get, you know, rehydrated and cooked.
Oh.
So that's like black beans, white beans, pinto beans. So you can buy dry beans and make them yourself, or, you know, I do prefer a can because it's just so easy.
Okay, but what about a can of Van Camp's pork and beans? Take the pork out. What about a can of baked beans?
Yep, baked beans count. They're usually navy beans. That's what a baked bean usually is. That's a type of bean. And yes, that actually counts. And we definitely are like thinking through like, okay, that's a lot of syrup. That's a lot of sugar in those baked beans. But hey, you know what? They do count as beans. And you could consider this 50-50 mix where you do the regular, you know, sugary beans that you love. And then just buy a can of navy beans by itself, rinse and drain it, and put the beans in that sauce. So you're at least cutting down half as much sauce instead of buying double the baked beans.
630 is a partner in crime with you. John, the bean news makes so much sense. I agree with Dawn. This is very exciting. Okay.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you for rallying like you call it, the bean euphoria. I mean, why it's a big deal is it used to be like, you know, a can a week of beans is sort of what the goal was. And now it's closer to 2 cans a week. So that's like it is a significant change.
What does Dawn recommend for losing belly fat?
Okay, so here is the words of wisdom around this is that it all goes to plate ratio. I got to tell you, nobody talks about this enough. It's a big deal. Plate ratio is every time that you eat, is half of your plate vegetables, is a quarter of your plate coming from whole grains, and is a quarter of your plate coming from protein foods. If you can, I call it visual wisdom. Before you eat, just look at your plate, visualize it, look and see, do you have that ratio right? And that is the key because it's enough protein for your muscles. It's not too many carbs, but it's some. It's got all the fruits and vegetables, which, by the way, every time you take a bite of vegetables, it's 4 times or more less calories than any other bite of food you could take. So it's a filling plate, but it happens to be pretty low calorie and good in protein. So that really is the key to everything.
You've also said on this show that doing sit-ups, if you've got belly fat, doesn't reduce the fat in that spot, right?
Yeah, it is a real big bummer, but you cannot spot reduce. So it's basically when you're exercising, it will help your full body. It won't just help that one part of the body. Now, can you build muscle in certain areas? Like, you know, lifting a weight in your bicep can grow your bicep, you know. So doing sit-ups can build muscle in certain areas, but it doesn't spot treat. It really is exercise for fat reduction comes from your whole entire body, not just one area.
Tell Don Jackson Blattner, as I'm listening to the both of you, I'm making turkey burgers for my burrito. I'm making the turkey burger for my burrito. Well, I went to the cupboard, I rinsed some black beans and threw them in for the first time ever.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wait, do you understand? This is exactly what this is about. You don't have to eat beans in a special new way. You put them in stuff you're already doing. You make turkey burgers, you add black beans. That's genius. That is A plus. Yes.
When I did an archaeological excavation in Pompeii, we ate chilled cannellini beans dressed in olive oil, vinegar, salt, and pepper every day for lunch, and I still eat them for lunch to this day.
Yes, these cannellini beans are like a white bean. They are delicious. And basically everywhere, every culture has beans like this. And they're so delicious. We frown upon them for some reason in the U.S. But yeah, olive oil, some herbs, some seasonings, and they are awesome.
I'm out of time, Dawn.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, you know what? Thanks for all the time talking about beans today. You know, it made my day.
That's DonJacksonBlattner.com, DJ Blattner on Instagram. Happy holidays. I'm looking forward to talking to you, if not next week, in the new year, Don.
Yes, same to you. Happy holidays.